Even last week, like the play to get them back into the game, it was him scrambling, and he launches one over the defense's head, and they're back in it, and they have a chance. So he always has that explosive ability to him. And then Josh is a really big player, 6'5", big, tough runner. So when they do have the quarterback design runs, whether it's sneak or the zone read plays, like he's able to fall forward for yards because he's such a physical player. So really tough matchup, really respect. You know, what he's done in this league, how he's grown as a quarterback, and how he's, you know, led that team and kept them, you know, as a successful team every time they step on the field.
In the past, he's had some issues with interceptions, but through the first four games this year, he hasn't thrown an interception at all. What is the defensive mindset to go in and try to, you know, try to make him make those mistakes as far as turnovers is concerned?
Really great by him. No interceptions. He's playing clean football. He gets rid of the ball fairly quickly, and he's getting the ball to his playmakers on the edge there, and they're doing a good job of managing the game. When it's running, they run the football really well, throw the screen passes to keep him out of any tough situations. So they're doing a good job of managing it as a defense. As you see it, like, teams have had opportunities to make plays and intercept the football, but it just haven't came down with it. So our biggest thing is what we talk about every week, attacking the football, but we have to be able to maximize an opportunity. If he leaves one up there, we got to be able to come down with it.
How dangerous do you see them in the intermediate passing game? You mentioned the screens with Cook and Kincaid, especially. How dangerous are they in that area?
They're very dangerous when it comes to the screens. Like when their playmakers get the ball in their hand, or this Kincaid, Shakir, like when they get the ball in their hands, like they're tough guys to get down. They run with a physical mindset. Shakir, very shifty player, but he's physical. He finishes the right way. So it's going to be a really nice matchup to see, you know, our physicality matched up versus theirs.
What have they been able to accomplish with Joe calling the plays and the operation? Looked like last year they went a lot more run heavy, I think almost doubling the rushing attempts, and then they've done that pretty well to start this season. What have you seen from that?
I've seen Joe do a really great job of just managing the game and working well. They worked well together as a team. The way their defense is structured, the way they play, they eliminate the explosives, they make you earn it. Offense, you can see they do a good job of staying on schedule and staying on the field, right? It's whether it's running the ball, they've been successful there. Offensive line, really big O-line that do a great job of moving the defensive line, so they have a lot of space that they create. And Joe has done a great job just staying on schedule, and the quarterback takes what's there. Like, they're not making mistakes, and that's the thing that sticks out about this team. Like, they're not beating themselves with mistakes. They're playing clean football. They're playing disciplined football.
Briefly touched on CJ's throw to Dare in the check game, 31 yards last time. I'm wondering, does that show growth in his game? Just having the ability to take what's there and then allowing that to gain the yards you did?
The play with CJ and Dare was a really nice play by CJ. It does show the growth where he wasn't trying to force a pass that wasn't there. He wasn't trying to force an explosive when the guys were playing too high and it wasn't there. He was able to take the check down, and we see what Dare was able to do, you know, with the ball in his hand. So it does show growth, and, you know, CJ continues to grow each and every week. Proud of, you know, where he is and the growth that he's shown.
Ryan O'Halloran from the Buffalo News. With Diggs, you talked about him the other day, but on the field, what makes him a good fit for what Bobby's calling and how he complements the other receivers?
Yeah, what makes Diggs a good fit is Ursie's a smart player. He can play multiple positions, so we're able to move him around a lot to try to get him in favorable matchups. And, you know, he's has some of the best hands that I've seen. Like, does a good job of catching the ball. But just his ability to play multiple spots for us really opens the playbook up for Bobby.
If he was a younger player, would this be a bigger deal facing his old team as opposed to being a veteran? Now it's week five.
I think it's always for that player. It's always in the back of your mind where it's a big deal when you play your former team, because it's a little added weight where you really want to beat your team. But you know, it doesn't change our preparation and how we go about our business on a week-to-week basis. It's a matter of guys just going out, and we have to play together. We have to play as a team. We have to play clean football versus Buffalo for us to have a chance to win this game.
So when you were in Philly and you faced it wasn't just another game. It wasn't the D'Amico, just another game.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make sure you stay focused and locked in. Like a lot of times, some guys, you make it, if you make it bigger than what it is, then you get out of your element of just playing fundamentally sound and being where you're supposed to be. At the end of the day, it's still a game. Like you really want to beat them, but you can't do more than you're asked to do. You just have to let the game come to you and make the plays that you're supposed to make.
I know that it's week to week, but like I've heard coaches, I think even Kubiak has talked about, like, back when it was a 16-game season, dividing it into quarters. Like, we want to do this the first quarter, the next. Do you do that? I know that's 17 games, so it's a little bit different. Is there like, some sort of, you know, we want to attack this quarter of the season and this quarter? Do you have that mindset?
I think as the season breaks down, you kind of naturally have those breaks, or we just finished that first quarter. Now, for me, it's like, okay, we're here in the month of October now. It's come upon us very fast. And for me, it's all about how much better can our team get in October, right? We, you know, with the opponents that we face now, it's a matter of, man, can we know we play sloppy football in the first month of the season, like not Texans football. So for our team and our message for us is, man, how much better can we get? And it just starts still one day at a time. But as a coach, you can't look at it in those, you know, four-quarter segments.
What did you been through a lot. What did it mean to have him back on the field today?
Wow, what an awesome story for Dylan to be back with everything that he's gone through, you know, battling cancer, and to see him back on the field after almost an entire year of missing football. Man, the way he handled it and the mindset at which he handled it, like it was always still, he attacked it with a smile. He attacked it with a great attitude every single day, you know. Everything they went through, I can't say Dylan had a bad day because he never showed it. And that's just proof to everyone. Like, no matter what we're going through, a lot of people out here battling cancer, battling things in life, man, attacking it with the right mindset, a positive attitude really goes a long way. And Dylan represents that. And we're all very thankful and happy to have him back today.
What did you make of Blake's snaps when he came in for Laramie? I know he came in the middle of a drive, so yeah, you probably didn't have the moments to necessarily warm up. But what'd you make? I think it was about 20 snaps or so. What'd you make of Blake's snaps at left tackle?
Yeah, Blake's snap was a little up and down, a little rusty, where he missed a couple assignments on some plays, and some plays he has some really good snaps. So first time getting in there live action, regular season, it's just opportunity for him to see himself on tape and really that opportunity for him to grow, right? And being thrown in is very difficult to do, being thrown in at when he was thrown in. But he was ready to go, clean up some assignments, and just keep working hard. Blake will be just fine.
Are Joe and Laramie trending in the right direction?
Yeah, day to day. We'll see tomorrow, see how it goes. We didn't have those guys out at practice today, so we'll see, you know, how tomorrow, see how the rest of the week goes with Laramie and Joe.
Did have a Tank and Jimmy back? How did you feel like those guys did today?
Yeah, very excited to have Tank back. Definitely missed him last week. Tank's a big-time player for us, so anytime we can, you know, we missed him. And so to get him back is huge for our offense and what we're able to do. So excited to see Tank back out there today. And also Jimmy, just him being out there and his versatility to help our defense is going to be big for us.
We'll close this up. Coach, I know you're not the one to make excuses, and so I hope this question doesn't come off like that. But when you look at the offensive line and some of the issues that they have, how much of it is due to continuity? I mean, this is Juice playing regularly now at center. You know, you're getting Kenyon back, and Juice also playing next to Shaq. You know, Titus was out, you know, a couple of games last year. So this line is basically playing together for the first time in that first month. How much can you contribute to just the continuity of it?
Like you said earlier, Sarge, with the question, not making excuses for our offensive line. It's been, you know, up and down. It hasn't been, you know, all good, and that's part of the season, right? It's part of that first month of the season. You're finding your way, and you're not playing your best ball when you first start, but it's a matter of getting better throughout the season. And that game last week versus the Jags, I saw our O-line take a tremendous step toward getting better. Great job with the protections, giving CJ time to make those plays down the field to Nico. So I see progression. I see our offensive line getting better, and they'll continue to get better as the season goes on. So I'm proud of the work that they're putting in, right, to dial in on the preparation, to dial in on getting better each and every week. And so we'll see that continue to trend in the right direction. All right, appreciate it.